Congress looked at user fees and small business in aviation. Others on the Hill are questioning progress on NextGen. And a final public farewell to Neil Armstrong. This is Aero News for Thursday, September 13, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. On Wednesday, the House Committee on Small Business conducted a hearing titled User Fees in the Aviation Industry, Turbulence Ahead. The purpose of this hearing was to discuss the financial and regulatory impact of additional user fees on the aviation industry. The president has proposed a fee of $100 per flight on operators. The hearing examined the potential effect of a user fee proposal on private sector job creation. Among the testifying witnesses was Martha King, who, along with her husband John, founded the King Schools. She appeared to represent the 9,000-plus member companies of the National Business Aviation Association, saying, quote, "We are counting on you to spread the word. Per-flight fees destroy," end quote. King went on to underscore the general aviation community's long-held position that the pay-at-the-pump fuel tax is most efficient and the least burdensome way for the general aviation community to help pay for operation of the nation's air transportation system. In his opening remarks, Committee Chairman Congressman Sam Graves, Republican of Missouri, told his colleagues that general aviation is an important part of our national economy and, quote, "imposing a $100 per flight user fee on operators is simply the wrong approach," end quote. Elsewhere on the Hill, the House Subcommittee on Aviation, chaired by U.S. Representative Tom Petrie, Republican of Wisconsin, heard testimony on Wednesday from federal government and aviation industry witnesses regarding the management and status of NextGen. The hearing focused, in part, on concerns that the FAA has not yet taken several steps required by the FAA Modernization and Reform Act to improve NextGen accountability, as well as a recent Department of Transportation Inspector General report highlighting concerns over delays in NextGen implementation. Acting FAA Director Michael Huerta appeared before the committee and said in prepared remarks, quote, "While we are on track to meet these long-term goals, it is important to stress that NextGen is happening now. Across the country, we are creating satellite-based procedures that will transform the national airspace system," end quote. In fact, the first real-world test of the FAA's new text-based communications technology associated with NextGen will be conducted at Memphis International Airport using FedEx aircraft. About 70 of the overnight delivery services airplanes are being equipped with the technology. The theory is that the text-based messages between ATC and aircrews will save time and money and increase cockpit efficiency. The FAA plans to rely heavily on text-based messages as part of NextGen, which the agency says should reduce ground delays and save fuel by allowing more direct navigation. The Commercial Appeal of Memphis relays a report from Aviation International News that indicates the first trial of the new system will begin November the 12th. Aspen Avionics has rolled out the new EFD-1000H Pilot Primary Flight Display for helicopters. The Pilot H PFD is the latest in Aspen's H-Series flight display system product line, designed and manufactured to meet the rigors of helicopter operations. The Pilot HPFD is a lightweight, compact, all-solid-state digital replacement for legacy mechanical flight instruments and is built upon robust attitude and heading reference sensor technology. The Pilot H features easy-to-read airspeed and altitude tapes, an integral altitude alerter, a slaved directional gyro with heading bug, base map view with flight plan overlay, display of real-time winds aloft, outside air temperature, true airspeed, and ground speed, built-in backup battery and emergency GPS functionality. The Pilot HPFD system retails for $11,995 and will initially be available through Aspen's existing helicopter STC partners. A public memorial service for astronaut Neil Armstrong is being held at the National Cathedral this morning, Thursday, at 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. It will be webcast live. Representatives from the cathedral and NASA headquarters will join other national figures in honoring the life of Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, who died August the 25th. Special guests and participants include Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins, Eugene A. Cernan, the Apollo 17 astronaut who was the last to walk on the moon, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden, and former Treasury Secretary John W. Snow. The popular singer-songwriter Diana Krall will perform Frank Sinatra's arrangement of the jazz standard, Fly Me to the Moon. The event will also be shown live on NASA television. The National Cathedral News release did not indicate whether the service would be archived for later viewing on demand on the web. When Aero News continues, how much is that unmanned vehicle in the window? This 747 needs an extreme makeover and a unique aviator's memorial to 9/11.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back. I'm Glenn Moyer, and Aero News continues now for Thursday, September the 12th. In a new report titled Unmanned Vehicles, the Market for UAV Reconnaissance Systems, MarketResearch.com says the market for unmanned air vehicles is worth an estimated $21.9 billion over the next 10 years. This figure includes production of all air vehicles, ground control equipment, and payloads through 2020. The report says the unmanned aircraft system market has seen a remarkable transformation over the last 8 years. More change has occurred in this market in that time than in all the previous decades. Such a radical change can only occur in the wake of some equally climactic event, and that event was the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the subsequent global war on terror launched by the United States and its allies. Prior to those events, the size of the unmanned vehicle market had been growing, but at an almost glacial pace. The first Boeing 747, RA-001, sits quietly moldering in a parking lot across from the Museum of Flight in Seattle, and museum officials say it needs an extensive renovation, as well as a permanent home. The airplane is described in great detail in an article appearing in the Seattle Times. The airplane is reportedly an empty shell, exposing much of the infrastructure that makes it work. It reportedly flew some 12,000 test cycle flights and shows its age. The cockpit is full of steam gauges, manual flight controls, and an actual station for a flight engineer. A headset is still lying next to the seats as if it had just landed. The museum does not have a full cost estimate for a complete restoration of the airplane to flight test condition. No museum has ever undertaken a restoration project as large as the 747 would be, but even more expensive would be building a facility that would keep this airplane and others out of that legendary Seattle rain. The project is estimated to ring the cash register at about $125 million, and the museum has not even found the seed money to get the project underway. Pilots arriving at Washington Reagan National Airport have a new set of waypoint names to learn, but they may not mind very much. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced Tuesday that the FAA's Washington Metroplex team has named two arrival sequences to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport to honor those who died on September 11, 2001, and those who have served our country from that day forward, according to a post appearing on the DOT blog. Each arrival sequence, FRDMM, Freedom, and TRUPS, Troops, is part of the new next-gen descents, which use satellite-based information to make more efficient arrivals and departures at airports. The sequences contain a series of five-letter waypoints, and together they spell out messages of support and remembrance for 9/11. Aircraft flying the Freedom route to National from the Northwest Passage will go through waypoints named We Will Never Forget September 11. Those flying the Troops route from the Southwest Passage through waypoints named USA We Do Support Our Troops. Depending on the runway configuration, aircraft might also pass through waypoints named Stand Together or Let's Roll, Victory, and Hero. This is not the first time a waypoint has been designated to remember 9/11. A waypoint published last year over Shanksville, Pennsylvania, was named Guardian, G-A-R-D-N, in honor of United Flight 93, which crashed after passengers fought with hijackers for control of the plane and prevented it from reaching Washington, D.C. Well, they say politics makes for strange bedfellows, but this is taking it to extremes. Two airplanes chartered by Dutch political parties were briefly stuck together after they collided in midair, and the incident was captured by a cameraman aboard one of the aircraft. The two aircraft were flying over a beach in Wassenaar in the Netherlands. One was towing a banner for the Christian Democrat political party. The other had members of the country's Socialist Party on board. A person on the Socialist plane was taking video when the two airplanes collided, and the tow plane's landing gear became embedded in the other aircraft's wing. The planes were flying at an altitude of about 400 feet when the incident occurred. In the video, which has been posted on YouTube, the planes are seen briefly out of control before they separate. Both planes reportedly landed safely, and no one was injured, according to a report appearing in the UK newspaper The Mail. Well, remember, to keep up to date on all the Aero news, and sometimes politics, you can subscribe to these Aerocasts on iTunes or our website at www.aero-news.net. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.